You know, chefs do a lot of prototyping, too. They're constantly testing out new recipes. Today in our series on the global tastemakers of New York City, we want you to meet Katajana Poshai. She's a chef and co-owner of Petit Oven, a restaurant in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. The restaurant serves French-American food, although Poshai was born and raised in Poland, and Polish food is still close to her heart. She grew up on her mother's pierogies, little stuffed dumplings filled with all kind of goodness. When Poshai was 5 years old, her mother, Ella, left Poland for the United States. This was in 1982. Poland was still a communist state, closely allied with the Soviet Union. Ella arrived here on a visitor's visa and was allowed to stay, but Katajana and her sister couldn't go with their mother.
We couldn't get a visa for whatever reason it was. I was too young to know at that time. We ended up moving with her parents, my grandparents, on a small farm in Poland, which was in Wagenka, which I would say the population was 14 households or so. So it was small.
And sets the stage for World War II. Poland's 34 million inhabitants, crushed, scattered and enslaved.
My grandmother, Babcia, she never threw a piece of food out because she remembered days during the war where there was nothing to eat. She engraved in us the importance of food. It was still very hard in Poland to get food, even in stores. This was the mid-80s. Communism was breaking up at that moment. Things were starting to change, but I still remember my grandparents, my uncle, getting stamps for, let's say, a kilo of kielbasa or things like that. So if you lived on a farm, you could grow your own vegetables, you could grow your own produce, fruits and animals, and really survive it in that way, because it was really impossible to any other way. Usually around the holidays, my grandfather, my uncle, all the men would get together and they would slaughter the pig, make blood sausage, kielbasa. We did a recipe called świeżonka, which is fresh meat, which still has to be warm within 2 or 3 hours of slaughtering the animal. And you take the meat, it usually comes from around the pork butt, the ham. It's a little bit of a fatty, kind of chunky meat, and you just sauté it with a lot of onion, and you braise it for about 45 minutes, an hour. And it's just so unique. In 1987, my sister and I, we moved to the U.S. We reconnected with my mother, Elżbieta Ploje, but everybody called her Ella. And she started cooking, and we started enjoying her food again, her fabulous food, her amazing pierogies, which became to be known as Ella's pierogies. I've tried to get the recipe so many times. She never had a recipe, you know, because she said, if it's too wet, you just add a little more flour. If it's too dry, you add a little more water. But what she was really famous for was her potato and cheese pierogies. We sold them at the restaurant at some point. She would do like 50 dozen in a couple hours, like a machine, like a robot, just boom, 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 you know. And unfortunately, my mother is not here anymore. She passed last week, but I still have a couple bags in the freezer. I think the role that food played in my mother's heart is just being a mother and just providing really, really great food for her children and for her whole family. And we celebrated and celebrated life.
Food as love, food as life. That was Polish-born chef Katajana Poshai in Brooklyn, New York. This is PRI.